Welcome to the second episode of Cleveland Clobberin' Dinner with the Family.
Hi, I'm your DM, Matt. He, him. Let's go around to see our players today. Today we're missing the player of Harlem, Kieran, for work reasons. Shameful, truly. But let's start. Cora, would you like to go first?
Let's do this. Wakes up, and his first thought is, thank God, that was a weird fucking dream. And then he gets up and looks in the mirror and sees the, like, huge cut across his face and goes, shit, it wasn't a dream. And then he does the exact same thing that he did the, other morning. He decides to just go to work, pretend that it's okay. He doesn't have a lot of bandages hanging around, so he puts, like, these kids' bandages on it. There's, like, Sophia the First and, like, Cars up bandages on his forehead now. And he makes his coffee, he shoves all of his stuff into this one shitty briefcase, and he gets in his banged up little car, and he just gets ready for another day of totally normal work with no magic involved at all.
Of course not, no. And what is Sadie doing this morning?
Sadie's just, like, flipping through the tome, just, like, trying to wrap their mind around everything that's happened for the past few hours. They're very confused, but the reality of their situation, that magic might be real, and that their old friend, is kind of, you know, very rude and kind of a dick, is kind of settling in. So they're like, there's a lot going on, and they're not coping well.
All right, and as we move to Ophelia, you open your eyes, and would you say you're aware when you're dreaming that it's a dream?
Definitely.
You know right now this is not real. You look around and you see these tall walls making a giant hallway. It's very gothic architecture. There's, like, pillars and giant stained glass windows depicting wars and kings and the fall of kings. And at the opposite of end of this hallway, you see a man, very heavy set, wearing a black cloak with, like, feathers drifting down it. And this person is very pale. You can barely make out features of the face because of the way light is coming through the window. And because of how pale this person is, it's just, like, bright. But you see red eyes. He takes a step forward out of this darkness, or out of this brightness into the darkness, and smiles at you. And as his mouth opens into a toothy grin, you see two large canines that kind of overlap the front teeth. And all you hear is, alone has been busy. And you wake up to your phone held right in front of your face. And Othello is like, this thing has been ringing for 10 minutes. I keep trying to tell them to go away, but you need to answer it. They said, oh, we don't want to talk to you, Othello. I don't know who it is. Take your phone.
Jesus. Okay. Sorry. I grab my phone and I answer it. Hello, Ophelia Starling. This little speaking. Who is it?
And you hear your dad through the phone. He's like,
oh, Ophelia, we've had some issues since, you know, we're in the home, and can you come over? We need to figure out housing, and can you just come over to the
where? I never got a call last night about where you guys are, despite specifically asking for
okay.
It.
We're over at the Campbell's house.
I'm sorry. I just woke up, Dad. I think I misheard you. Where are you guys?
The Campbell's house?
Oh.
They said they would house us for the time being. It's not very comfortable, and I'm staying in a hotel because I want them to all have beds, but...
Well, I mean, I have two free rooms in my house that aren't being used at all, but yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I will be over there soon. Bye, Dad. Beep. And Ophelia's just peachy. Just, like, fine. Just greeting the day. Probably, like, tells Othello, I have to go. to do things. Love you so much. Bye. And then heads over to Sadie's house.
All right. As you pull up to Sadie's house, you see, just in the window, you see there's a lot of people happening in there because, you know, this is your whole family. Plus, I mean, Sadie's family is only 3 people, but it's still a lot. And as you go up to the household, the first person to open the door is Ryan, Sadie's dad. Oh, hey, you're here to talk taxes or insurance stuff.
Yes. Hi, Mr. Campbell. Can I come in, please?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thank you. And just kind of like sidesteps in and just kind of, I would say that Ophelia is pretty damn familiar with the house. So just kind of walks into wherever he hears her siblings.
Yeah. And you walk into this main living space. You see your dad is sitting there with Talia's like on his knee and is like reading a book, which she probably can't understand the words, but she's like looking really happy about it. Evelyn is like working on some sort of stuff on the table, just sitting on the floor. It's like the coffee table where it's lower, so she's working on that. You see the older siblings are all around the dining room table, which is connected to the living room. And then you see Orion is just like talking to Sadie's other dad.
Perfect. I'll go up to my dad first and be like, hey, Dad, so I've been in charge of the finances for a while now. I can probably do this by myself, but is there anything that I need to know while I fill this out and stuff?
Well, I don't know. It's very complicated. I don't really understand it that much, but we need to find somebody who knows. There was insurance problems with the house because you have some stake in it, and we really need to figure out how we're going to deal with all of that. So if you could find a lawyer or something, that'd be great. And then we also need to figure out why the house got burned down.
It was probably a kitchen fire. Okay? Tell everyone it was a kitchen fire. I think I know a guy. I'll call him up. And I just go into another room and dial up Lev. Boop, 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 boop.
Yes, hello?
Hi, Lev. It's Ophelia. How are you doing? How's your cut?
Fine. Why are you calling me? It's quite early.
I have a good amount of, not a good amount of money, but I have money set aside, and I need some help, and I will pay you for it. It's insurance stuff, and we both know you're not exactly the most above-board lawyer, so I was wondering if you could help.
Well, I disagree with the above-board statement, but I will take a look at whatever you need me to take a look at.
Great. I can't believe I'm saying this. Can you meet me at Sadie's house? I will text you the address.
Who?
The little fucker from yesterday.
With that shithead! Okay, yeah, I'll be on my way.
Yeah, great. Okay, bye!
Beep. Bye!
And then I send Les the address.
Les immediately does an illegal U-turn and just turns all the way around. He, like, drifts into the other lane. Just heads on his way.
Amazing. So as Les, as you arrive, Sadie, do you want to describe what your house looks like on the inside a little bit?
Ooh, sure. So basically the Campbell residence is a fairly sized townhouse, I'd say. Like with 3 stories. Well, more like 2, but like Sadie kind of like lives more so like kind of in the attic. It's got like a old 1800s type vibe to it. Like it's very, like you can tell that it's like rustic, but it's like, it's been renovated. So it's like a little bit more modern. It's very homely. There's a lot of plant life around and a lot of like pieces of art on the walls, mostly done by like Sadie's dad or just like artists that they like. And yeah, it's just like very homely and very Very fruity. It's where two gay people live. So make of that what you will.
So Les, as you pull up to this house, you immediately are like, wow. This is not exactly the vibe I have.
It has character. And,
yeah.
It's charming.
And Ophelia, you hear a knock at the door.
I answer it. Hi, Les.
Hello, Ophelia. Should I,
I think we should talk outside for a second, just so we can get on the same page before going in.
I would like that.
And Ophelia just kind of shuts the door behind himself. So, as you and two other people, for some reason, know that my house, or my family's house, I don't know, was burned down yesterday. By a kitchen fire. And I need your help talking to the insurance, because also apparently there's complications because I partly own the house because of some shit. And so I just need your help proving that it was in fact a kitchen fire, and just help me settle everything.
Yeah, I got that. No problem. Okay. It's a kitchen fire, so it's not going to be any problem.
Great. And just so that I know ahead of time, how much is this going to cost me?
Insurance stuff. Probably have to come up with a rate somewhere. You're already paying me like $400 for your other shit. I mean, stuff. I'm not really an insurance lawyer, so probably, I'll just say another $400. I'm not gonna go too hard.
I mean, you already gave me a $100 discount, but this extra one is amazing. Thank you. Well, if you could come inside and meet my family. I'm sure the older siblings know a little bit more about what's going on, and my dad is useless, but he might be able to help.
Is he interested in suing the city? Like I told him. Like, has he brought that up?
My father hasn't done his taxes in years, so.
Well, if he ever needs a lawyer when the IRS comes after him, just tell him I'm his
guy. No, the IRS isn't going to come after him. I've done his taxes. I'm just saying he doesn't know how to.
Oh.
So please come inside.
Of course.
Just kind of take Les to the room with everyone in it.
And Les, as you walk in, you're immediately greeted by Ryan or Mr. Campbell. And he comes up. He's like, you know, it's I don't meet a lot of lawyers coming around here, but that's really cool of you. Thank you for helping with insurance. Are you a friend of the family or something?
I wouldn't say a friend, but I'm an acquaintance, at least.
And Les knows my boyfriend.
Yep. Great fella. Great. Love that guy.
Yeah,
he's a gas to be around. So, do you have, like, the documents here or anything? Have you worked out?
I would talk to Alan about that. He would be the one to have the documents.
Alan? Not even anyone in our immediate family has the
Your
documents?
Father, Alan?
Who am I talking to right now?
You're talking to Ryan Campbell.
Oh! I don't know my dad's name.
Your dad's name is Alan.
That's so great. Let me just
you do know your dad's name, Ophelia, right?
Yeah. It's not like I never asked.
You just thought his name was Dad the entire time.
That's not important.
The amount of legal documents you do for him.
I'm not judging.
I think the IRS agents just like ignored it at this point. Just like, Dad owes this much money. And they're just like, okay, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
Wait, so Mr. Campbell? Campbell.
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to be the father of Sadie Campbell, would you?
I would happen to be, yeah.
Okay. And it's nothing. I met your child briefly yesterday, and just, you know, it's such a wonder. You know, the apple, it falls from the tree. However far it may fall, certainly may surprise oneself.
Well, I was more punk back in the day. Back in the day, I was a lot more punk. But you know, maybe the apple does fall very close to the tree, and then the tree changes, but the apple stays the same, or something like that. That doesn't really make sense, because realistically, apples rot, but, like, if you think about it.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I'm not a poet.
Okay. Well, where's, Mr. Allen last name?
Starling?
Starling.
Starling.
Starling. Mr. Starling? It's sort of like, look around for the dude I gave my business card to yesterday.
You see the very pale-looking man who looks pretty much exactly like Ophelia, but with just, like, jet black hair instead. And he looks up and he's like, oh, are you the lawyer?
Yes, I am. I am, Les Dudas. We met the other day.
Oh, of course. This is... He turns to Ophelia. He's like, this is who having... Is he good at insurance?
He is who I can afford.
Okay, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we're gonna go talk to my dad. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. I appreciate everything you're doing for my family, as always. Just kind of drag Les over to Alan.
So, good morning. I know that this change in housing can be a bit chaotic, and securing more housing is especially hard nowadays. But I'm sure that, you know, it was caused by a kitchen fire. Insurance should cover what you didn't do. So it'll be fine, I'm sure. The insurance companies, they're really not as bloodthirsty as what some people might make them out to be.
And, do money. What do I do with... How do I afford a house in today's world? I don't know if I can. Maybe is it better to get two apartments and just have them be in the same building?
No. Absolutely. Absolutely not. So first, we would probably take a look at your savings. You do have savings, right?
Yes.
Ophelia shakes her head.
No.
Alan's,
no.
Les looks over at Ophelia, like, and then turns back. Okay, so we will take a look at whatever savings that you do have, and then we can take a look at our options. There's gotta be affordable housing somewhere. You have young children, and it would not... Children, minors, have to be with their parents. They cannot be in a separate... They can't be by themselves, which is why the two apartment option concerns me. Now, with
I have
a little
some
bit of
younger
help
kid.
And also older. Loans, you can probably afford another house, albeit probably a much smaller and cheaper one than you had before. And also, your insurance rates are probably going to go up because of what happened to your last house, but that's something that's... You're just going to have to expect that.
Is there a way we can prove it? Is there a way we can stop our insurance rates from going up?
Well, no. Like, it might not be your fault, but, like, it's the same thing with car insurance. Like, if somebody crashes into you, you still have to use your savings monies, and the insurance companies will still raise the premiums because... They need a way to, like, recoup their losses. And also, because they think that the more accidents that you get into, the more likely you're going to get into more accidents. And so that's why they keep taking more and more money. So,
of course,
you know, it's kind
of
the same thing. It's just, it's insurance companies trying to cover their asses in case something like a kitchen fire happens again.
Kitchen, yes. Of course. Right.
Let's turn it over to Ophelia. It's like, I'm bullshitting so hard right now. I didn't... Insurance law was the lowest grade I ever got in law school. Shh. Okay. You're in great hands.
Yeah.
Ophelia's just dying a little bit inside, and it's very obvious.
I graduated top of my class from Phoenix Online. So, don't even worry.
And as you finish that conversation, Sadie... you hear your dad, not Ryan, the other one, whose name I know for sure. One second.
Lester's over to Ophelia and is like, I don't understand how that, and points to Ryan, can create that. How did, what happened?
I wish I could tell you. I've known Sadie since.
Who is the other Campbell? What
the
forces?
Other Campbell is nicer.
What?
Yeah.
How did they create such an unlovable child?
I don't know. I think they just, I think they were both just so amazing that it just, there was no more, like, goodness
the
left.
The punnet square isn't punneting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sadie! And you hear Joseph, which is the name of the other dad, calling.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yep, what's up, Dad?
Can you help me with some sandwiches? There's, like, way too many people in this house.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just give me a second. And I, like, hastily put away the tome. And I walk downstairs. And I, as I'm walking down the stairs, I see Les and I see Ophelia. And I, like, stare at them. And I'm like, actually, all of a sudden, I feel the overwhelming urge to vomit. Is it okay if I lay down for a minute?
Yeah, do you want to lay down here? There's some people here.
No, absolutely not. I just think I don't want to spread the illness to the rest of Ophelia's siblings, so I think I'm just going to lay down upstairs for a little bit.
Right, and you can't help me with sandwiches because you're sick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Can you make eye contact with Sadie really quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So we make eye contact, and in Ophelia's eyes, like, Ophelia has not looked you in the eyes since what happened. And she just gives you the most, like, I am so out of my element, and I'm so fucking terrified right now, eyes that she can give. And she's just kind of staring at you.
Okay, so I'm going to see the look in Ophelia's eyes, and I'm going to be like, you know what? Maybe Ophelia can help me because, you know, she knows how to remedy illnesses in ways that I can't. So maybe she can help me upstairs really quick.
I think that you would be so fine treating your illness down here, probably.
Actually,
I think help with the sandwiches.
Right. I like side eye Les and I'm like, I mouth like, you are dead to me. I will burn you alive when I find out. When I figure out how to. And I, like, walk downstairs. And I'm like, you know what? I can put up with this for a little while longer. I'll help you make sandwiches, Dad.
Thank you. And he hands you 2 loaves of bread. And he says, we're going to make at least 1 of these into sandwiches. And then we'll figure out what to do from there. I don't know how many people there are. I should probably count. And he goes and off into the living room to go count how many people there are. Ophelia, do you go help make sandwiches?
I was asked to make... Oh, fuck. Hey, Les, do you want to help me make sandwiches?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And then there's just like an awkward ass shuffle into the kitchen. I think mayonnaise tastes really gross.
That's so interesting. I as well.
Thank you. What is your favorite kind of sandwich?
You guys suck at talking.
I guess. Will you shut the fuck up? I mean,
you're in my house. First and foremost, treat me with respect, old man.
Oh my god. Respect your elders, little shit.
No thanks.
You two, shut up. Shut up. My family's in the other room. Get your asses together. Go make sandwiches. I am paying you. I am older than you. Make sandwiches. Because Lord knows your parents will get so pissed at you, Sadie. Unless, again, I'm paying you. Sandwiches. Now.
My parents would not. You know what? Arguing is beneath me. I'm just going to make the sandwiches. And I just need you two to stay out of my way. And I, like, yell back. How many people do we have? So I know how many sandwiches
11.
To make, Dad. 11? Okay, got it.
Make 12, though, just in case you drop one.
Right. Got it. And I, like, start preparing
sandwiches.
I wouldn't
drop one.
What'd you say?
I wouldn't drop one.
Okay. Anyway. Got it. Anyway.
Start making sandwiches too.
Are we all also making, like, instead of like a line, we're just all making individual sandwiches awkwardly across the fucking island? Not making eye contact at all.
I need to reach the American cheese.
Yeah. Okay. Here. This kind of pushes it.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Can you pass the mustard? Talia likes mustard.
Oh, okay. There it is. Okay.
Yeah. And you see, okay. Alan comes into the kitchen and he goes, Mr. Dudas.
Yes.
Would you like to join us for dinner tonight? I was thinking the older people, we could go out and hit up some seafood shack or whatever and get food.
Sure, that sounds amazing, but I just, out of curiosity, what do you mean by older people? Like, what's the age range in that?
Oh, I was just thinking, the dads and you and Ophelia and Sadie.
Okay. Are you, you know, Sadie is just kind of like a kid.
I'm right here.
I know, but, you know, Sadie, don't you think that Sadie should be, like, sitting at the kids' table?
They're old enough, and we would order pizza for the youngins, and... Hmm?
I didn't say anything. That sounds like a delightful plan. I appreciate your planning, and I appreciate being invited.
And we'll cover your food, too, of course. You're helping us with insurance, so...
Thank you. I, of course, don't need my food covered, but, like, that's... The notion of it means a lot to me.
Of course. Yes. And
yes, I'll see you tonight.
Of course. Would you like me to pick you up or something? Or Ryan has a van.
Either option sounds preferable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course. And as we come out from there, we come to the night, and Ryan is packing everybody into we come to amen. It comes to the nighttime. Ophelia, you were at the Campbell's house, helping your dad out, figuring out what money he actually does have, and it's not a lot. And then you were helping, you know, finish off the sandwiches and everything like that. Les, you went back to your office to do your law stuff. And as we come back, Ryan is packing the adults into his van, his minivan, which is a very nice one, but it is also bright yellow. It is bright yellow. He gets you all in his bright yellow van, and he goes, swings by, and picks up Les.
Les, like, sees the bright yellow van outside his house and is like, what the fuck? And then walks outside. He had been, like, he has, like, 6 books on insurance law that he was, like, absolutely, like, cramming in this time. And he just shoves them off his desk and, like, walks outside and he goes up to the driver's side window and he's like, hello? Is that Ryan?
Ryan, yeah, with an H.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, R-H.
This is your car. Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. It's...
Yes. Lovely. I was thinking about getting decals on it, but Sadie said something along the lines of, I would scrape them off immediately and key your car afterwards.
Oh, that's such a funny joke. I would feel very not threatened by that.
It wasn't threatening. It was funny. It was funny. Trust.
No, of course it was. You know, it's just like, you know.
You just gotta know the context and you gotta hear the voice, you know.
No, yeah. I totally get that. That seems like their kind of humor.
Yeah.
Is yellow your favorite color?
Oh, no, definitely not. But it's Joseph's, and so I like it.
Oh, okay. That's sweet. Is Joseph the other Campbell?
Oh, yeah. Happily married. He's the original Campbell.
Oh, okay.
I took his last name, yeah.
That's nice. And Les sort of, like, rubs the spot where his wedding ring used to be, subconsciously. I guess I'll just, get on in. Dinner time! Woo!
And you all hop aboard, crammed into the back of a minivan with, Alan, Joseph, Ryan, and then you three, all going to a seafood place.
Oh, it's so spacious.
Mm-hmm. And you all pull up to a nice little seafood spot, right on Lake Erie. And the sun is not quite setting, but it's threatening to, and it's very nice out. It's like a nice, it's not quite super hot yet. It's that nice even evening, cool. And you all unload, and immediately Joseph is like, "Well, we have to get an outside seat. So let's hope for the balcony, right?"
Yeah.
And you all get in and make it to your seats, and immediately conversation begins.
Les, what do you do in your free time? Let's get to know each other.
Les, like, thinks about his free time, and the only thing that he comes up with is, like, edibles and a cocktail of, like, hallucinogenic drugs and then a swig of alcohol. And he like, goes back into the moment. He, like, pauses for a moment and then goes, you know, I have a lot of hobbies. What about you? What do you do in your free time?
I have a lot of free time. I work two jobs, and then during, like, breaks, I work another job. So it's mostly just that, but I usually hang out with Othello. He plays video games and I watch, stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What video games does he play then?
Are there, like, two-player video games?
Oh, no. That's fun, though. I like drawing and stuff while he's doing things and making lists and figuring out stuff that I need to do, clean the house.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Busy. Three jobs. Three jobs must be pretty hard to
balance. It's not all at the same time. It's fine. It's just I teach kids during the usual week, and then during the weekends I work at the museum, which is nice because then I can get, like, free passes for the kids to come visit the museum, which is always so nice. They always get so excited. And then during, like, summer breaks and stuff, I tutor kids. You know, I have an entire family to support. Stuff like that. So
does Othello ever work, or is it just you being the main breadwinner of the house?
He's in between things right now, Sadie. Thank you for
asking. For how long?
Of course he is.
Best for a bit.
You know, let's change the subject. So your drawings. What do you like to draw? You know.
Oh, he's quite talented too.
Thank you, Mister. Just, you know, things. I like mostly animals, sometimes landscapes and stuff. Just whatever's around me at the time. But it's nothing.
Yeah, I think that's impressive. I don't really create anything. Lawyering is kind of like a full-time 24/7 job.
That's true. Why don't you tell me about one of your hobbies at least? Because you said you had a bunch.
I'm a mixologist.
Wow, that's impressive. You gotta, like, make a string sometime. I think the Campbells have, like, a good selection. That'd be fun.
I'm very niche.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, honestly, I prefer the niche strings. I don't think, can't drink, I don't but, think you know.
I really don't think you would like the the types of drinks that I make.
Oh, do you like concrete shots?
What?
Concrete shots. You know, like when they put the it's like when they put like milk and alcohol together and the milk curdles, so you're basically drinking curdled milk as a shot. That's a niche drink. People like that. If it tickles your fancy, yes, I go for it.
I do not make concrete shots. Of course you know what that is. I do not do concrete shots.
Okay, what shots do you do? Coke and rum, trying to relive your 20s?
No, I'm more of like a tequila sunset kind of dude. So,
oh. Okay, fruitcake.
What did you call me?
Oh no!
Look at what Cass said.
Who said that?
You did. Everybody, you said it very clearly. You enunciated very clearly.
Me? Sorry, I like blacked out for a minute. What? What are you talking about?
I wish you blacked out for more. Okay.
I wish you blacked out forever.
My God. Ryan turns to you and goes, Sadie, let's go on a walk.
Okay, fine.
Let's. Have fun.
I like flip off, I flip off less and I'm like, literally KYS, I hate you.
Keep yourself safe. I wish the best for you in life. Namaste. Go have fun with your dad.
I'll find peace when you're 6 feet under. And I walk off.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll find peace when I'm 6 feet under too. God damn it. Okay.
Okay. So, Sadie and Ryan are walking. And Ryan leads you just out of the restaurant. And they just, you guys, and brings you down to the river shore. And it's like, let's just walk and talk. You are being very aggressive right now. And you need to breathe. You need to calm down.
Well, excuse me for being fairly rude earlier, Dad. I'm just not really too thrilled to have an over 30-year-old man, I would assume, insulting me. And also having my ex-best friend here. So you can tell I'm a little bit tense about things right now.
I get it. I understand. Well, I just want you to be able to cool off for a second.
Okay.
That lawyer I'm not a huge fan of, but Alan insisted that we bring him out for dinner because, you know, he's being helpful, but I understand, and, you know, your ex-best friend, it's just, you know, her family's all staying with us right now, so we have to, you know, we have to support.
Right, yeah.
We can look over a few things just because I know you don't like Ophelia, but that's not his whole family. His whole family's not Ophelia.
Right. Okay, Dad. All right, I'm all calmed down, and I'm ready to be re-entered into society. And by society, I mean the dinner table.
Let's walk a little longer.
What? Boo, I'm starving.
Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, and by the time you get home, by the time we get back to the table, your food will be ready. It'll be there. So, you know. You know what they say, food always comes when somebody's gone to the bathroom.
What? I don't think I've ever heard, okay, never mind, okay, you're just unique. Just, you're a little bit unique, Dad. And I love you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna take that as a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Thank you. Because you're a little unique too, you know?
I wonder where I get it from.
He gives you a little high five.
I give him a little high five back.
And as you're walking on the riverfront, you hear something behind you. You hear the waves of the water and you hear some splashing from the water. Just splashes. And you hear some drips. And you hear a voice say,
Relude.
I like whip my head around and I'm like, huh?
And behind you see this, like, wet cat looking sort of almost spectrally shimmering figure that's like a grayish, bluish, basically just created of the water that's dripping on the ground. It has long, like, stringy hair that covers a face that is just unseeable. And it's kind of drifting back and forth like it's still in the waves. And it's staring at you.
Dad, can you see that, or am I losing my mind? Am I sleep deprived? What's that?
Ryan looks at you and then looks back at it and he goes, did we both take edibles?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good, because I wouldn't want to take edibles with you.
Neither would I.
What the hell?
Question for the DM. Do I have my tome with me or no, or is it back home? I do. Yay, lovely. Okay.
That's a really good question.
Okay. I clutch the tome a little bit tighter to me.
And hey, no, I didn't say yes yet.
Huh? You didn't say yes? Never mind. Okay,
well,
I guess I'm just through
it is
guys.
With you, but you did not bring it with you.
Oh, okay.
As you turned around, you looked down, and in your hands, there is the tome.
Oh. Freaky. Okay.
And...
totally concerning at all.
Ryan is a little too distracted by this absolutely weird, freaky thing. You've seen magic now? It's still weird to you, of course, but, like, you've seen it once. He's never seen anything like this before in his memory, obviously. And he's looking, and he's absolutely bamboozled. And he does not notice that you have the tome. He's just staring at this thing. And it starts kind of meandering forward.
Okay. Hey, little weird... dripping, sopping, wet thing. Do you mind, like, minding the COVID-19 rule? 6 feet back. Could be harboring some unknown disease, and I don't feel like getting sick. I have food to enjoy later.
Relude.
Oh, right.
And it keeps moving forward.
I don't know what that means. I speak English. I'm not bilingual, unfortunately.
It doesn't register what you're saying. It just... moves forward a little closer. It reaches a hand out to your father, almost touching.
Ooh, okay. I swat its hand away from my dad, impulsively.
Okay. First roll of the session, make a dex roll.
Damn it, okay, got it. I'm just guys. Oh, rude. Okay. Ooh, heat, that is a 21.
Yeah, it only got 20, so you managed to swat its hand away. And I'd like you to roll initiative.
Okay.
And as you roll, we move back to our pals, Ophelia and Les, who are still sitting and looking around and hanging out with the other dad and Alan. And Les, as you're sitting there, you notice you're looking at the setting sun over the balcony and you're watching it as it starts to set, and behind it you see the moon and it's starting to go down over the lake. But you also...
how is it with seeing the moon lately?
You look behind you to see if there's the moon coming up, and it's definitely there coming over the buildings. And you feel like you want to look down.
Okay.
And as you look over the ledge of the balcony, you see some sort of watery thing reaching its hand out to Ryan, and a swat and an attack about to happen.
Holy shit, Ophelia! Look! Just points. The hell is that?
Fish or something?
It's definitely not a fish.
Okay.
It looks like it's about to jump Sadie and Ryan.
Yeah, maybe we stop talking and run towards them? Maybe?
That sounds like a good idea.
Let's fucking run. Booking it.
Alright.
Ophelia's a horrible runner.
Alright, what did you roll for initiative, Sage?
I got a 6.
Okay. And your dad got
I'm scared, what did the thing get?
So actually, Ryan is gonna go first. And he's going start booking it away. So he's gonna just turn, grab your arm, and try to tug you to run the opposite direction. Roll a strength check to not get pulled.
Okay. I got a 9.
Oh. Well, he got a... Yeah, he got a 13. So he's going to grab your arm and start yanking you. And this will slow him down a little bit, but he's still going to make it a good, like, 10 feet away from this thing. Alright, now it's the water creature's turn. It's going to keep moving after and reaching. It's going to try to grab Ryan. And it will succeed. It'll grab him by the arm and try to yank him back towards. And that's going to be it for its turn. So now it's your turn.
I am going to open up the tome, and I'm going to cast, if I hypothetically cast, it's dripping with water, right? Like, it's made of water, or like, it's submerged from water?
Like, it's made of water.
Okay, great. So if I, like, cast shape water, could I maybe do something with that, or no?
Give me an arcana check.
Okay, lovely. Let's see. Ooh, it's gonna be so fun, you guys. Oh, wait, hold on a minute. Here we go. Oh, 22!
I think you could do something with shape water. I think you could.
Okay, fine. I'm going to use shape water, and I'm going to enlarge, like, the thing's side, and then I'm gonna make it pop. So it, like, slows it down. So it kind of wounds it in a way.
Give me an intelligence check.
All right, let's go, guys. Oh, wrong thing. Ooh. Don't let me down. You let me down. It's a 4. I mean, it's an 8, not a 4.
All right, roll a d4.
Okay, d4. Let's go. Oh, I got a 3.
So you do hit it, and its side swells up slightly and bursts. And it did get hurt, but it's still holding pretty... Well, let's see. Oh, nope, it lets go of your dad.
Nice.
All right. It's going to be Ryan's turn again. He's going to... First of all, he's going to scream. He's going to go, "What was that?" And then he's immediately going to keep running the opposite... All right. You know what? He's gonna wanna... He'll try to grab you again. So, another dex.
Okay. Let's see what we got here, guys. Let's see. A 14.
Beats it. He cannot grab you, and he just keeps running by himself. Alright.
Okay.
Just got abandoned.
Water mage's turn again. It's going to... Misty Step. So, it's going to move a total of 30 feet, and it's going to land right next to Ryan. It's going to Misty Step 30 feet, and then run the rest of the distance it needs to be right next to Ryan, and it's going to grab him again and pull him in.
Oh, and okay.
Yeah. Your turn again.
Alright, how far is Ryan away from me?
It's going to be about 30 feet.
Ooh, perfect. Okay. And how far away is the thing is right next to Ryan, or is it like a little bit closer to me? Okay. Going to use shape water again, and I'm going to try to swell its head up, and I'm going to try to make it explode.
All right. Give me an intelligence check.
Let's go. Don't let me down. You let me down, I'm going to scream. Ooh. It's a 7.
Okay. Roll a d4 again.
Alright. Please don't let me roll bad. It's a 1!
Oh. You try to swell its head, and it's just like a small bubble on the side, and it pops, and it like, it makes a little sound, it goes, but then it just keeps holding your dad. Alright. Okay. Can I have Les and Ophelia roll initiative as you come around the corner?
Hell yeah.
5.
That is a 14.
Did you get Ophelia? 5?
5.
Alright, then that's going to be Les.
Okay. So, as Les comes up and sees this creature, he's gonna take out his switchblade once again and just sort of charge at it. Like, he's like, this thing is made of fucking water? What's going on? So he's just gonna take a swing at it.
Okay, that is,
That's a 15.
That'll hit.
Oh, hell yeah! Okay. And 3 plus 4 is 7. 7 damage, and since Sadie and Ryan are close to it, I'm gonna do sneak attack. It's 4 extra damage on top of that.
Nice. As you swing at it, you don't expect the water to necessarily take damage, but as you swing at it, it's throwing water away from it, and it started to get a little smaller almost as it started to lose water. Next up is Ryan again. He's gonna take his own swing at it. He's just going to take a punch. And he's gonna miss terribly. He goes to punch, and the water just, like, avoids it just by, like, waving out of the way. Alright. Now it's going to be... Sadie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Okay, I'm gonna try and do the same thing I was gonna do last round, and blow its head up.
Alright, give me an our intelligence.
Alright, let's see what we got here. Don't let me down. Didn't let me down. It's a 16.
Mm. Alright, roll a
d12. D12. Okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. That's a 5.
Alright. Once again, its entire head doesn't explode, but a bigger portion of it does swell out the top and explode. And it does release your father, who moves back slightly.
Oh, thank God.
Alright. Finally, Ophelia.
Ophelia has access to her spells, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. I'm going to try and cast Magic Missile, and I got a 17. Was that?
That'll hit. That'll Perfect. Do it.
Okay. So Ophelia kind of, like, points out her fingers and quite literally a finger gun and just goes and, like, wiggles her thumb for whatever reason. And she does 7 plus 1, 8 damage.
Right. It's looking rough. It's looking a lot smaller than what it was. And we wrap back around to Les, but before we do that, around the corner comes Alan, who cannot really see what's happening because it's just a little too far away for him. But he's like, Ophelia, where did you guys go off to?
Can I respond?
Yeah.
Perfect. Ophelia shouts, get the fuck over here. Like, burglar fucking something is going on.
Okay, and he keeps running over. Les, go for it.
Okay, Les is just gonna take another swing since it worked pretty okay last time. So that's a 13.
Yep, that'll do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's made of water.
Or that's 7 damage, and he's gonna do another sneak attack because y'all are near each other. And that's 7 more damage on top of that.
Well, as you slash 2 more times, or 1 more time is sneak attack, you slash through. You go through its head, and as you do, the rest of the water just follows and splashes out in a big wave back into the river, leaving Ryan standing there, a little drenched, and the rest of you are just standing where There's nothing left.
Might want to get, like, a change of clothes. I'm sorry about that.
Are you okay, Mr. Campbell?
Yeah, How Dad, are you okay?
What the hell was that? What on God's...
Can I, like, grab Mr. Campbell's hand and just look at his eyes very intently and say, the same thing that happened to my house. My house was burned down by a kitchen fire, and you are wet, and we were burglarized by the tide.
Exactly.
Yep, that's for sure what happened, guys.
That's what happened.
Yep. Then how do you explain this? And he flips his arm over, and you see on it this brand. Like a white brand. Almost like, when you have a brand and it's like cold instead of hot. Cold brand. Yeah. Like a cold brand on his upper forearm, and it's in some sigil that none of you would recognize. And he says, what is this?
The Tide Burglar was also a tattoo artist.
Yep, for sure.
That's what he's known for. That's his mark. That's his MO.
That's how he knows to get you. And how he gets his friends to get you, too.
You should hide that, probably. Or
yep.
I don't know.
You totally should.
I'm not gonna hide any of this. I'm gonna tell Joseph, and I'm going to go to therapy. What?
Good idea.
We should probably head back to the group first, and we'll figure out where to go from there. Is it okay? Does it hurt at all?
It did. It doesn't feel like anything anymore.
Okay, so we can probably skip the hospital for now, but yeah, we should probably get back to the group and maybe get our food to go.
Yeah.
Menu yet. Anyways.
That sounds like a great idea.
He's gonna turn to Sadie. Sadie, is that my book? The book that I own, I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, neither do I. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky. What? I guess.
Yeah, I don't know either, Dad.
I don't get any of this. But I don't get teenagers, so maybe it's the same thing.
Probably not, but maybe you should just go to Papa, and go talk with him. He'll probably soothe your nerves. And I need to talk with these three alone for a minute while you go recuperate with the rest of Ophelia's family. Does that sound good? I'll catch up to you in a minute.
Yeah. Fine, I'll keep my mouth shut if you think that's the best thing.
We should probably all talk.
But we're going to have a conversation about this later.
Oh, absolutely, we need to. But that happens later, because right now I have things to talk about. But I will get to you, Father, I promise.
All right, and he moves back over to Alan, who's like, What's going on? And he's like, don't worry about it, let's just go get our food. And leaving you three over on the bay, or right on the river walk.
Ophelia, Les, I owe you an apology.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I have bad hearing. You know how old I am? My hearing's just, it's going.
Yeah, you don't need to remind me, old man. I said I owe you an apology.
Oh, okay.
Because I, for you, Les Dudis, as dumb as a name as that is, I was just very overwhelmed with all this new magic and stuff and everything that's going on, and I apologize. And you're as shady as you are, I really do appreciate you helping out Ophelia's family. Even though they're not my family, I do think that that takes a lot of selflessness, and so I appreciate you for that. And Ophelia, I'm sorry for blowing up at you when you were driving away. It wasn't really my place to judge you for anything that you do in your life. And if Othello, regardless on if I like him or not, he's not my boyfriend. And if you are happy with him, even if I think that you could do so much better because he's way out of your pay grade, but that's neither here nor there. I think you should just be happy and be content. And I commend you for working so hard to be a supporting partner to not only your family, but to him too, even if he doesn't deserve it.
No, Felia just kind of goes back to not making eye contact and just says, okay. It's a little too little too late, Sadie. I think we should head back to the group.
It might be too little too late. Oh my god, I like not.
Sorry,
Les,
do you have something to say?
I was just gonna say thank you. Even though I know that's probably, I shouldn't have blown up at you. I should not take my anger out on children. I'm above that.
I shouldn't take my anger out on grown men. I'm a little above that, slightly. Even though it felt really, really, really good to knock you down a few pegs, I shouldn't be doing that.
Agreed. And as these apologies complete, you hear,
boo.
And behind you, you see a very familiar tiefling, or regular person, with no horns at all.
You guys will not believe the day I had.
And that's it for today at Cleveland Clobbering. That's all for this week on Cleveland Clobbering. Tune in next time for another wonderful episode of The Immortal Bastion.